The News and Public Affairs Department at KWED brings to you the Saturday Topic, a weekly discussion of current events. Good morning, I'm Darren Dunn. Welcome back to our Saturday Topic program. I want to tell you a little bit of a story before we really get started in our program today. I want to take you back a little over 25 years ago when some residents on the western part of Guadalupe County came together and said they wanted to protect themselves. That was really the catalyst for the creation of the city of Santa Clara. So it's a little over a quarter of a century old, and the city of Santa Clara started with that hope of let's protect our way of life out here and not be gobbled up by some of these faster growing cities in the area. They wanted to protect that area. Since that time, well, there's been some changes. We've seen the creation of a municipal government there. There's city leadership there. There is a city marshal's office. There is a municipal court and some city services. There's even a tax rate to fund some of those services now on the books for the residents of the city of Santa Clara. There are some folks who are not happy with what's happening in Santa Clara and are looking at perhaps doing away with the city altogether. And today we have the opportunity to tell you a little bit more about what's happening in Santa Clara and what some folks maybe would like to see moving forward. Brian Desimo is here today. He is sort of leading the charge of a petition drive that's currently underway. I don't want to say first, Brian, good morning. Thanks for joining us on the Saturday Topic. So I just wanted to sort of lay a foundation for a little bit of our discussion before we jump right into this. Anything that you feel like I need to clarify or maybe didn't do an adequate job of explaining as we sort of talk about how Santa Clara got started?
No, your own point. It's just came to the realization for most of the residents of Santa Clara that it's not going the way that they intended whenever they first started. So they had every intention of possibly getting a, you know, public park and maybe even like a baseball field or something of that nature. And it just didn't happen. It just didn't happen. And they've had 25 years to, you know, kind of put a plan into place. And although they're not required to have any kind of a charter or anything of that nature because of the limitation of our population, most people feel like they should have had some kind of firm plan to present to us that say, you know, we're going to do this with the money, we're going to do this with your taxes, we're going to move forward with this situation. And it just, nothing happens. It's always lip service with the meetings about repairing our roads and things of that nature. And so we feel like disincorporation would, putting us back with the county, would give us a better chance at meeting some of our immediate needs with the, you know, road repairs and such. So
I mentioned there's a municipal government, that there is a council in place. You have a mayor. Jeff Hunt is the mayor. You have an acting city council. Have you guys gone to the elected body and said, hey, we have some concerns, we would like you to do something?
Oh, absolutely. We have one citizen in particular. I won't mention his name, but he's very, very vocal. He's in the ETJ, though. So even though he utilizes the city roads getting to and from his house, he suffers the same consequences as we do with these roads. So he sent numerous emails to both the city, you know, Jeff and the council, and as well as our county commissioner, Steve German. He sent numerous emails. And unfortunately for him, Steve is kind of tied up with his hands because it's county, and he pushes it back to the city, but they just get frustrated with this resident and won't give him any kind of answers. You know, they just blow him off, basically. So it's been an upsetting process with this, you know, with just the same answers over and over. The phrase we hear a lot is, it's $1 million a mile, and then there's no proof of who's telling them it's $1 million a mile, you know? So it's very frustrating.
Besides roads, are there other services that are lacking that you ultimately and those of you who share those concerns want to see?
Oh, absolutely. We'd love to see an ESD out there or you know, or even a firm contractual obligation with EMS. You know, we use the predominant EMS out there is Schertz-Cibolo, with Schertz Emergency Services. So they're excellent. They're great. They really have worked for us, but you know, we thought at this point, 25 years, we would have something of our own there, right? We would have had our own fire department or our own EMS or at least some kind of volunteer, but it's not the case. I mean, it hasn't moved forward. So there's hope for that if we go back to county as well, that maybe we can utilize the city hall as the new ESD station or something, you know. So that's been mentioned, actually, that there's a possibility of that, that it could be used as like an ESD location for the county. So that's what we're hopeful for, is just to be able to get, you know, just basic services.
We're talking to Brian Desimore. He is sort of leading the charge to put together a petition to essentially get remove the city of Santa Clara, that it would no longer be a municipality. It would go back to being part of an unincorporated area in Guadalupe County. I wanted to reset that moment and then talk about, you have a tax rate there in Santa Clara of about, I guess, 16 cents roughly per $100 of property value. So you guys are paying property taxes. Where's that money going?
Well, I'm not going to speculate as far as like what the salaries are of the employees of the city. But from what we see, our taxes are going to basically paying those employees, because we see very little movement on any kind of road repairs. We see very little movement as far as, again, going back to the public services, such as maybe even a park or something of that nature. It's a lot of overhead that we see no necessity for. It's basically, in the opinion of many, a large HOA. It's a tax, state-funded or state, state-allowed HOA. That's basically what we see it as. So it's, again, I go back, it's very frustrating to have that money coming out of your taxes and not seeing any forward progress.
So next week I want to try to get Mayor Hunt on, and I want to ask him that same question. But specifically, you don't feel like service-wise, I know they're paying taxes, but I mean, you're paying taxes that are going to salaries, but those salaries are meant to have people who can provide service. You don't feel like you're getting an adequate level of service for the amount of revenue they're generating.
Correct. Absolutely. They there's constant talk about purchasing more equipment to be able to repair roads, but then you have to hire people that are knowledgeable of being able to utilize that kind of equipment, and we just don't see that. We when they start talking about the individuals that are actually going to run the equipment, many of us know that, you know, we don't feel they're qualified to be able to run those types of equipment or handle those types of repairs, and that it should either be contracted or, you know, in some way get some kind of agreement with the county possibly, but it seems like they talk about it and it never happens.
I guess on the county's perspective, I mean, if that incorporation is removed and that's absorbed back into the county as an unincorporated area, I mean, the county would have no choice but then to provide services then. But I mean, have they given you feedback about how they would respond to this?
From my understanding, there's been some like friend-to-friend conversations, backdoor conversation, I guess, that, you know, we'd be thrown into the scheduling and planning of the Guadalupe County Road and Bridge. But they had the expertise to be able to make that happen. They had the expertise of fixing these roads. They have the equipment to fix these roads. They had the manpower to fix these roads. And even if we were able to get one or two roads repaired, not necessarily replaced, but be repaired a year, we're better than where we are right now.
You guys are also paying county property taxes. Portion of that goes to the lateral road system. There's no way that the city of Santa Clara could reach some sort of interlocal agreement that would allow the county to come in and maybe even share in some of those costs with some of the roads you're talking about?
We've asked those questions, and it goes back to our county commissioner, you know, saying basically his hands are tied as far as getting any of those requests in front of the commissioner's court, because we're a municipality.
Yeah. We're talking about the city of Santa Clara and the effort right now to perhaps make the city of Santa Clara go away. There's a petition effort that's underway, and Brian's a huge part of that, and I'm going to have him explain that in a minute. But we would be remiss if we didn't talk about, there's been some controversy with the city of Santa Clara that goes beyond whether or not they're providing services,
man,
or not. Right? I mean, so from that perspective, the city marshal's office has been, it's been well documented that there has been trouble there. Jerry Alola and
Terrell Hatcher
were both indicted. That's playing out in the court system now, and that's going to play itself out in some, one form or fashion. But that has just been one more thing that has been frustrating for, I know, some of your neighbors, and I'm assuming for you, too.
Absolutely.
Tell me your concerns there.
So, in reality, I feel that if our city would have researched clearly with Mr. Arreola and clearly saw his background, that they would have probably never hired him. So the concern with us with that is that they knew, either they knew or they didn't, and they still hired this man. And so I could really dig pretty deep into that because of my personal opinion with that. I'm not going to go into it too much as far as my personal opinion with Mr. Arreola, but honestly, I feel like if they would have never hired him, then there probably wouldn't have been as much research and digging in on the budgets of the city and where the money was going and things of that nature, and it'd probably been business as usual. So in one sense, it's good that they hired him, because then it was found out of all, you know, everybody started getting the interest of where the money was going with the city and started getting involved. And then that's how we started finding inconsistencies with our budgets and where the allocation of the funds were going and how much they were paying this marshal. And it's just been a wild ride for the past year.
Is he still the city marshal?
Yes, they actually reinstated him. After advice from our wonderful county attorney that probably wouldn't be a good idea, they reinstated this gentleman.
So what kind of response did you guys get when you show up and say, don't do that, we need to just move on, let's go on, why is this guy back in office if it's as bad as it's being suggested?
I've went to a couple of council meetings, and honestly, they're kind of redundant. It's the same lip service over and over, and my appearance at those council meetings has been to stand up and call for Jeff Hunt and Jerry's resignations, and it's met with chuckles from our mayor. He chuckles whenever I have told him that.
We're talking about the city of Santa Clara, and there's an effort underway, and that's the reason Brian's here. He's leading a petition drive to essentially take the city of Santa Clara and dissolve that and allow that to become, again, part of the unincorporated area of the county. So let's talk about what you are doing. I mentioned there's a petition effort. What are you asking to have happen, and how are you going about getting that accomplished?
So we require 400 signatures minimum to be able to get the initiative on the ballot in May. So the petition is for us to present to Jeff Hunt, well, the city, not necessarily just Jeff Hunt, but to the city to say, hey, we want the election or the option to disincorporate Santa Clara on the ballot in May. So right now I've been sitting in my driveway in a little borrowed trailer because of the weather, just collecting signatures. Drive-through folks have been coming up and, you know, signing. And it's been a pretty steady flow for the past 3 days, even with the weather being so poorly. And word of mouth's getting around really quick. It's spreading like wildfire. And so more than likely what I'm going to be doing within the next week and possibly even further along is I'm going to just take the show on the road, so to speak, and I'm going to go park in different areas of the city limits and to where people can see me there and, you know, where the traffic is able to flow a little more heavily than where I'm at right now. I'm back in a little corner of Briscoe Road, and so it's kind of difficult for people to go, you know, oh, shoot, he's back there in the corner. So I'm probably going to end up going to a couple of locations off of Youngsford and then make my way over towards Country Lane. And so just be watching for the little white box on the back of the little red Bronco, because that's be me, and just stop in and sign. You know, that's all we ask. If you want to sign and you want to make your voice heard, well, then just stop by and I'll step out there and get your signature and get your name in there.
Who can sign this petition?
Any qualified voter of the city of Santa Clara. So I have a listing from the elections office here in Guadalupe County that, you know, lists every qualified voter of Santa Clara. So there's 760 of us out there. And of course, not all those folks are going to sign, but, you know, I'm hoping that we can at least get over 450 signatures to where we can be definitive with this. So
if you can collect enough signatures and it's on the ballot, and you get an affirmative vote that says, yes, we want to, you know, deincorporate the city of Santa Clara, that's it at that point? No more Santa Clara?
No more Santa Clara. We'll still be Santa Clara by name. I grew up in two towns that never had a mayor. Hampshire, Texas, and Winnie. Neither one of those have ever had a mayor, but they're still Winnie and they're still Hampshire. They both have post office, which we don't even have a post office, but we'll still hold on to our name and we'll still have our heritage. We just won't have a government, you know. And then if we ever get approached for annexation, it has to go to a vote. That's another fear of the residents, is that we're immediately going to be scooped up by Cibolo or immediately be scooped up by New Braunfels, and that's not the case. House Bill 347 has killed that to where there's no more forced annexation in the state of Texas. They have to come to us with a petition. We all have to sign. Then they have to go to council meetings, and then they have to vote, you know, send it back to a vote. So, I mean, annexation is not a worry at this point, thankfully.
When we talk about this, when I first read about this, that you guys were doing this, my first thought was, boy, things have really gotten bad. As far as people were dissatisfied to lead to this action. But my next thought was, well, there's an election coming up. That was my next thought. There's an election coming up. Why not just change the government? If you don't like the government and what they're doing, that's what elections are for. So why not do that instead of the whole process of deincorporating the city of Santa Clara?
Even if we had a new council and a new mayor, it's the same situation. Santa Clara is going to never be more than what it is. It is, honestly, just simply a government-allowed HOA. We have there's no land to grow the city on. There's no not enough area in the ETJ along the Highway 78 to put a Whataburger or a Sonic or anything of that nature. It's literally going to always be that city hall collecting fees, collecting taxes, giving us lip service about repairing our roads, and us not getting anything in return for our tax money.
If that's indeed the case, let me play the devil's advocate. Then you should have no trouble getting the four minimum number of signatures, 400 signatures that you need. So will you be able to get that number of signatures?
I would say we're going to make it. There are fans. There are fans of our council and of our mayor and of Jerry, actually. There's that little group of folks that are diehard Santa Clara government backers. But I think we're percentage-wise, as far as the ones that are in discontent, are greater than those. So I think we got a good shot at it.
I think you and I are having a very civil conversation about an issue that has lost some of its civility. I think
absolutely
right. I mean,
we've actually been yelled at.
So I mean, and to me, I guess that's part of the shame in the fact that this is sort of devolved out there into that, and there's so many neighbors in who have come down on various sides of this issue.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's. There's nothing, I don't deal well with speculation or conjecture. I'm not that guy. If I'm talking about something, it's well researched, it's well dug in on, it's verified by multiple people before I even say it. So again, I'm not going to, as much as I would love to, I'm not going to go into the Jerry Arreola situation. That has been pressed long enough. The charges prove that fact. Right. So, but as far as like the city, it's, you know, from what we're seeing with just the concerns over the way the budget is being handled and lack of good explanations of what and why, it's just, everyone is just tired of it.
I'm old enough and been around here long enough to remember when this all got started and Dorothy Mills showing up at Commissioner's Court meeting and these discussions coming up about creating Santa Clara and why. Are we now dealing with the unintended consequences of what was supposed to be a good thing now, in your opinion, not being that at all?
Very respectfully to my loving ex-neighbor, Miss Mills, is it was all well-intentioned. It was absolutely, at the time, probably thought to be necessary. But with the way the laws have changed now, it is completely unnecessary. We are protected by state law at this point, and it goes back to we're paying taxes for no services and no plan. So it's very frustrating to see that our money is just going to paying the overhead of a small community center, basically.
So, Brian, I want to wrap this up, and I want to give you a chance to speak directly to your neighbors, to those people who can actually sign this petition. What do you say to them to encourage them to be part of this process? And part of that is, if you want to have a vote on this, you got to do it through the petition, and it's got to be on the ballot. What do you say to those people?
So, I reiterate that the petition is not the vote to disincorporate. The petition is to tell Jeff Hunt and our city that we want this on the ballot in May. It requires 400 minimum. We're shooting for more than that. But if you're dissatisfied with not receiving the services that you feel we are entitled to, please, please reach out and find me. I'm one of the easiest people to find in Santa Clara. I'm somewhat opinionated sometimes, and folks know who I am. So just ask. Reach out on Facebook. We have a Facebook page for the info regarding the petition to abolish Santa Clara. Ask your neighbors. I'm sure somebody that you know is well aware of what's going on, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you have.
If this is unsuccessful, or the vote to disincorporate Santa Clara fails in May, if one of those two things happens, what do you do then?
To quote an old movie favorite of mine, Pure Country, we're going to try to turn the fire up on another chicken. That's what we're going to do, Mr. Dunn. We're going to get a couple candidates. We have a couple lined up that are interested in taking on this burden. And I'm not saying that Mr. Hunt's job as mayor is not easy. I'm not in any way, shape, form discrediting his efforts. It's just become kind of redundant. It's a repeat and replay. But we are horsing up on some different candidates to get them into place to try to run against these two positions that we have available and the mayor. So, plan B.
Brian Desimrol is our guest today on the Saturday Topic Program. He is leading a petition effort to disincorporate what is now the city of Santa Clara and would become part of the unincorporated area again if that vote was successful. If they get it on the ballot and the vote is successful in May. Brian, I appreciate you coming in, sharing some of this information. I know there's a lot more to this. We could really get into the weeds of this, but I some of this is legal stuff that's going to play out in the court system, and I think respectfully we should let that happen.
Right.
I don't want to ignore it, but I also don't want to get in the way of that process.
Right.
As well.
I try to stay away from opinion as much as I can, right. Mr. Dunn.
I appreciate you again coming in, and best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Folks, make sure you join us next week on the Saturday Topic. Until then, I'm Darren Dunn.